What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope you are having, as always, an incredible day. And I want to say thank you again for joining us on today's episode. I am truly excited to dive in with you on this week's episode because we're going to be talking about what I like to call flow, right? Flow is this beautiful place. I like to call it the Holy Land, where everything in your life is flowing, things are moving, you feel light, you're in momentum, there's no resistance, the universe is presenting things to you, doors are opening, and it's really just this magical place that when you can find it in life, incredible things happen, and it is a fun place to live. And so today we're going to be talking about, you know, what is flow state exactly, and also, how do you start to unlock a flow state in your life, all right? And before we dive into, you know, really the guts of today, I just want to encourage you, if you are not yet subscribed to this podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button so we can bring you continued guests on the show with their expertise from so many different things that we dive into. And our one-on-one conversations just like this, where we get to bring you insights and really strategies that can help you unlock a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. So if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you want to, go ahead and send this episode to a friend. I'm sure they will be grateful for you because everyone, and I mean this when I say it, everyone in this world can do more to live in a flow state. If everyone in this world was living in a flow state, we would live in a peaceful, a harmonious, and a really beautiful world. So send this to somebody you know that could use a little bit more flow in their life. Maybe someone you know who's a little stuck. And I promise you, they're going to thank you for sending this thing over. And if you're listening to this because someone sent it to you, thanks for hanging out with us today. All right. So as we dive into looking at a flow state, I want to read to you this beautiful definition I found of what a flow state is. And it's a really, really beautiful breakdown. So this is the kind of definition I want to share with you today when it comes to flow. And so flow, often referred to as being in the zone, is a state of optimal experience where individuals are fully immersed in an activity, feeling focused, energized, and deeply engaged. Coined by the psychologist Mihaly Kazantzakis, something like that, really difficult last name, you can Google him. Flow is characterized by a complete absorption in the present moment, a sense of effortless control, and a loss of self-consciousness. Beautiful. In the state of flow, individuals experience a perfect balance between their skills and the challenge level of the task at hand. The activity is neither too easy nor too difficult, but rather matches their abilities in a way that stretches their skills just enough to create a sense of exhilaration and deep involvement. During flow, individuals often lose track of time and may experience a sense of timelessness. Their attention is fully focused on the task and distractions fade away. They become deeply engrossed in the activity, experience a sense of heightened concentration and emerging of action and awareness. Flow is accompanied by a sense of enjoyment, fulfillment, and a feeling of being in control. Individuals feel a sense of accomplishment, and the activity itself becomes rewarding and intrinsically motivating. Flow can be experienced in various activities such as sports, arts, work, or any task that allows for deep engagement and concentration. Overall, flow represents a state of optimal experience where individuals feel a harmonious blend of skill, challenge, focus, and enjoyment, leading to a heightened sense of fulfillment and well-being. So that gives you an understanding of really what this flow is that we want to achieve in life, right? You can go back and listen to that definition. Again, I think it is truly a beautiful one that really shares with us what flow is, what it can do for our life. And again, just the beauty of what flow is and why it's so important to achieve flow in our life. And so what we want to dive into now is, how do you start unlocking flow in your life, right? Sometimes in life, and maybe you're having one of these moments, it feels like there is resistance in your life. Sometimes it feels like it's like someone's holding your shoulders and you're trying to just like run free, but something's just holding you in place and you're not in flow, but you're stuck, right? And maybe you're having one of those moments in your life where maybe in your career, you don't feel like you're in flow. You feel like someone's kind of grabbing you and you're not free. You're not free flowing. You're held down. Maybe it's in a relationship that you feel, again, like you don't have this freeness, this flowiness. Maybe it's in another area of your life. But what we want to talk about today is, if you're already in flow, how do you increase the amount of flow you have in your life? And if you feel like you're going, Stu, I am the furthest thing away from flow, I want to give you a few steps today that are going to allow you to unlock this flow in your life if you're not in it. And if you are not in it, you have to. You don't have to do anything. If you're not in it, I would deeply, deeply encourage you to put the distractions away for the next couple minutes and really dive in with me on this episode so that we can get you unlocked and into a flow state. Because I mentioned it before, I'm going to say it again, that is the holy land where incredible things start to happen in your life. All right, today we're going to talk about specifically 6 things you can do to achieve a flow state. And then I want to share something with you at the end that is really something powerful that's going to really bring all this together. And so the first thing when it comes to unlocking a flow state in your life is, you have to get clear with your inner voice. All right, now on this episode, we have had over 350 episodes. We've had over 150 different guests and experts on this show. And if there's one thing that unquestionably sticks out time and time and time again for someone that is in a flow state that comes onto the show, is they have a beautiful relationship with their inner voice. So the first step is, you have to get clear with your inner voice. And I would encourage you that there's 2 ways that you can do this. One is journaling, right? Journaling is an incredibly, incredibly, incredibly powerful exercise because it allows you to tap into some of your unconscious thought as you write things down. It allows you to tap into a different part of yourself than just kind of having dialogue with yourself sometimes. And the next way you can get clear with your inner voice is, go somewhere that is peaceful, somewhere that you feel a source of energy that you can connect with. And I want you to go have a dialogue in that place, right? Literally a dialogue, like you're talking to flow, we could call it, or the universe, or whatever you want to call it. It could be God, whatever it is. But those are 2 ways you can get clear with your inner voice. And when you do it, I want to give you 3 questions specifically that you can use to talk to that inner voice that are going to allow us to start to open up this space of flow, right? Start to allow us to increase flow or get you into flow if you're not there. And the 3 questions you want to ask flow, again, in a journal or some place where you can connect with an energy source, is, number one, I want you to, in whatever way you're going to connect with your inner voice, ask, where is my flow? Where is my flow? And what you'll notice is, when you ask these 3 questions, that being the first, sometimes you may not get an answer right away. Sometimes it may take 2 or 3 or 5 or 7 days of asking this question over and over and over. But one of the most powerful things I've noticed when it comes to our mind is, if you ask a question to your mind or you journal it long enough and you are determined enough to really get an answer in this, the answer will present itself. Sometimes what happens is you go have that dialogue with yourself in this place that there's an energy source for you, and you go, where is my flow? And you sit there and you go, nothing's happening, right? I don't feel like I'm getting any insights. And if that's the case, then just sit there, move on to the next couple questions I'm going to share with you. And maybe the next day or in 2 or 3 days, go back to this place where you're connected with an energy source, or you go back to a place where you can journal in a peaceful place and ask this question again. All right. But if you ask it enough and consistently and you're committed to really finding the answer, something is going to present itself to you, and you'll know it's the right answer when it increases your energy. You'll know it's the right answer that when you get it, you start to have a little bit of an aha moment, right? That's what tells us that, okay, you have got the answer. Now, the second question you can journal about or get into a dialogue about is ask, what should I focus my energy on right now? What should I start focusing my energy on? Sometimes in life, we can have so many things we're doing. We can get into a state of overwhelm where we feel like we got 10 million things that's going on in our life. And when that happens, when we're sense of overwhelm, we're not in a state of flow. So start to ask, what should I focus my energy on right now? Right? Someone once told me they said some sort of a quote, and the quote was along the lines that you can do anything you want in your life. You just have to do it one at a time, right? And it's that you can achieve so many things, but if you try to achieve 10 things at once, you're not going to achieve those 10 things. But if you say, okay, this is the first thing that I'm going to focus my energy on right now, you can achieve it, and then you can go to the next thing. So ask yourself or journal about, what should I focus my energy on right now? That's the second question. And then the third question is a little bit of the opposite, is what do I need to stop doing, stop focusing on, and stop putting energy into? And when you start to ask this, it's going to start to uncover some things for you, right? When you ask, what should I stop putting my energy, my time, my focus into? As you say no to one thing, you say yes to something else. As you say no to, I'm not going to put any more energy in this, it allows you to focus more energy on something else. Again, going back to the quote that you can do anything you want in your life, you just have to do it one at a time. So ask those three questions. And once you start to ask them, again, this may be something that for some of you, in one day, you get all the answers. For some of you, it may be 2 days, it may be 5 days, it may be 7 days of continuing to ask these questions. But I promise you, if you ask these questions until you really get some clear answers, this is such a big step in opening up like a portal of flow that you can then begin to step and walk through, right? And when you step and walk through that portal of flow, beautiful things start to happen. All right. Now, the second thing that we need to do, and really I want to encourage you that listen to the next few steps, but before you really start implementing the next few steps, spend some time on step one. Spend some time getting clear with your flow, getting clear with your inner voice on where should your energy go? Where is your flow? What should you stop focusing on? And when you really are clear on that, that's when you want to start to move to step 2 through 6, because that's where things are going to start to essentially move in the direction of getting you in flow, right? Getting you towards the things that you've now discovered by getting clear with your inner voice. And the second step is the second thing to start unlocking your flow in your life is you want to start to set clear goals for the area where your flow lives. So again, this is why the first part is so important. Once you get clear on, okay, this is where my flow is, I need to stop focusing on this, I need to start focusing more on this, and you really get clear on it. And again, sometimes we say, well, if I just commit to this, does that mean that I'm giving up on something else? And it doesn't. Again, it just means you can do anything in your life, you just have to do it once at a time. So make a commitment. Get clear on what is the thing you're going to focus on to get into a state of flow. Just focus on one. And once you know and you're clear on the area where your flow lives, you want to start to set goals for that area. So, for example, if it's with your career, you want to ask yourself, what is a goal you could set in your career or your business? And you want to put a time frame on it. So this could be, you say, for the next 30 days. This could be by the end of the year. But I would say give yourself either a 60, 90, 30, or 6 month goal, right? That's kind of as far as you want to go, right? A year, 3 years, 5 years, those are great. But we want to start to look at the smaller goals that are a little bit closer. All right. And once you get some of those goals, the next thing you want to do is start to break them down into manageable tasks and steps to get to that goal. Right. So if you say, okay, in the next 6 months, I want to get in a career that I really love. I want to make $100,000. I want to do it with a culture of people who uplift each other, who I enjoy working with. And I want to do something that helps me grow. And you go, in the next 6 months, that's what I want to achieve. If I can have a career where I enjoy it, it's with people I like, there's a great culture, I'm making $100,000, then that would be great. The next thing you want to do is start to break it down into manageable tasks. If that's what you want to do in 6 months, what do you need to start doing in a month? Right? What do you need to have done by 3 months? Right? Is it that in a month you go, okay, if I really want to do that, in the next month, I need to get clear on what are the industries that I want to go into? Like, what are the industries that I would enjoy working in? Maybe that's your first month goal. Then you go by the end of month two. Well, once I know what that is, I want to start shaping up my resume. And you start doing that. Then after that, maybe you go by the end of month three, I want to start having conversations with people in my community about this transition I'm going to make and see if I can get any introductions to potential companies. And then you continue to sort of create a process like that over the next 6 months. And that's going to allow you to get to this place, right? Of being in that career, six figures with one you enjoy, with the culture you enjoy, right? That's an example. But figure out for you, what is a goal that you can set in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or 6 months that would help you live in your flow? That's number two. Then number three is, as you sort of approach number two, this kind of goes hand in hand, you want to make sure that you find an optimal level of challenge, right? So one of the things we talked about in the original definition I shared with you of flow is it's something that is not too difficult, but it's not too easy, but it sort of lives in that middle land where it's going to push you, it's going to make you stretch, it's going to make you grow. It's going to be a bit of a challenge, but it's something that is obtainable. Right? It's not a crazy challenge that's, you know, 10 years down the road that's just not realistic, but it's a challenge that you can achieve. But yeah, it's going to require some work, some energy. It's going to require you to get a little uncomfortable, to stretch yourself, to grow. That's something that's really important when it comes to living in flow, right? You're not in flow when it's so far out of a challenge that it's just never going to happen. And you're not in a flow when it's so easy that you don't even really have to do anything. Right? You want to find sort of that middle ground where there's an optimal level of challenge and the challenge matches your skill level, right? So again, something stretches you, but it's not too hard, not too easy. So as you look for the next thing in your life when it comes to flow, what's something that could challenge you a bit, right? If it's with your business, what's a goal you could set that stretches you, maybe makes you a little nervous, but you know that in your heart of heart, you really could achieve this thing if you were committed, if you mustered up some courage, and if you just put your head down and said, I'm going to do this thing, you could achieve it, right? What's that? Now, the fourth part is, as you go through this process, whether it's finding the next career, whether it's growing your business, you want to embrace the growth mindset, right? Now, the growth mindset is, again, a fixed mindset is, I am the way that I am, and I can't change anything about this. I have a certain level of skills. It's how I was born, and I'm never going to get past that. And then a growth phase, a growth mindset is, I may not have these skills now, but I can learn them, right? I can become better. I can learn more things. I can study. I can read. I can, you know, do all sorts of things that allow me to continue to grow and get better. That's growth mindset. So as you go through this process, make sure you embrace a growth mindset, right? So as you're taking on steps, right, these sort of 1 month, 2 month, 3 month steps to get to your 6 month goal, as an example, understand you want to continue to have awareness around this process, right? Are there things you're doing that are working? Are there things that are doing that are not working, right? A few questions you can ask that allow you to grow awareness through this process is, one, ask yourself throughout the process, maybe weekly, maybe monthly, what's going great? What's not going so great? And what could I do better this next week, this next month, to get closer to my 6 month goal, right? Of getting to flow, right? So that's something you can do. And what you want to do as you go through the process is, and it's kind of, presupposed by sharing those questions is you want to continuously get better through this process, right? It's going to be something where you grow, where you stretch, where you have to get better. And you can go back to the quote oftentimes by one of my mentors that I love, which is, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better, right? It's going to be a challenge, but don't wish things were easier in this challenge, wish you were better. That's the growth mindset. The fixed mindset is wish it were easier, right? The growth mindset is wish you were better. What can you learn? What can you study? What can you do to continuously improve yourself to get closer to that? And the fifth thing you need to do to start unlocking flow in your life is, as you work towards your goals, give yourself what I like to call daily distraction-free time. So this is time where you say, you know what? I'm going to put my phone down. I'm going to put it on do not disturb, right? A matter of fact, I have a good friend. His name's Zach, and I call him, you know, the do not disturb guy, because every time I go to text him or send him a message, I see in the text area, it says, this person currently has do not disturb on. And he has it on all the time so that he can get in a flow state, so that he's distraction free, so that he can really dial in, right? So if it's you saying, okay, I need to work on finding out what it is that I want to do next in my career, turn your phone on do not disturb. Put the distractions away and say, for the next hour, set a timer on your phone. I'm going to lock in, and all I'm going to do for the next hour is distraction-free. I'm going to look at potential new opportunities for my life that I would enjoy. Or if it's something for your business, you say, for the next hour, I'm going to turn on do not disturb. I'm going to put the distractions away. And for the next hour, all I'm going to do is focus on achieving the thing I need to do in my business. Right? The thing that challenges me, yes, it pushes me, but it's not too big of a challenge and it's not too easy. So every single day, give yourself distraction-free time, put an hour on your phone at least, and say, I'm going to dive in for the next hour fully focused. And finally, the sixth thing, and this is one of the most important processes of being in flow and unlocking flow in your life, is you don't have to do anything. What I would recommend is focus on enjoying the process, right? They say it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, right? As you go through this process, another one of my mentors says all the time that we don't achieve goals to achieve the goal. We achieve a goal, we set goals for the person we become in the process, right? So as you go through this process where, yeah, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be setbacks, there's going to be times where you may fail, it may not work out, but because you have a growth mindset, you're willing to learn, you're willing to see what went well, what didn't go well, what you could do better. As you go through all these different things, just remember to enjoy the process, right? So often, and this is something that I struggled with my life for a long time, is I used to always think that when I achieved something, I would be happy. Right? When I make this amount of money, I'll be happy. And the truth is that you don't have to say, when I get that thing, or I do this thing in the business, or I achieve this career, or I get this position, then I'll be happy. What you could do instead is you could say, I'm going to make a decision to be happy now while I achieve that thing. But I'm going to choose to enjoy the process while I pursue this thing, rather than saying, well, once I get to that, then I'll enjoy it. Well, that may be a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months that you just don't enjoy your life. And that's not living in flow. So as you go through the process, remember, just give yourself maybe daily reminders, weekly reminders. It could be through practicing a little bit of gratitude every single day or every single week. Just remind yourself to say, you know what? This is life. This is a journey. This is a process. I'm growing. I'm stretching. I'm working on becoming better. And it's pretty fun. Right? So make sure you enjoy it. So those are the six things to start unlocking your flow. One more time, I want to give it to you quick and concisely as we wrap up, just so you can take it away from today. Make sure you remember it. But the first thing is you have to get clear with your inner voice. Spend some time getting to know that thing. Number two is you want to set clear goals in this area of your life where flow lives. The third thing is find an optimal level of challenge, something that's going to push you. The fourth thing is embrace a growth mindset through the process. Fifth, as you work towards your goal, give yourself daily distraction-free time. And then finally, number six, make sure you enjoy the process. All right, my friend, I hope you take these things and I hope you apply them in your life so that you can live in a state of flow. Again, flow is the Holy Land. It's this beautiful place that we all should aspire to live in our life, because when we're in flow, life is beautiful. Things are going in the right direction. Doors are opening. Opportunities are coming. We feel light. We feel we feel really good in our life. So spend some time in that first one, getting to know that inner voice, and then start taking on the rest once you have that clarity from your inner voice, and you're going to start to live in a state of flow. I really hope you enjoyed some things from this episode. I really hope you take some things and apply them. And again, if you have not yet, send this to a friend that you know could use some of the things today to increase the quality of their life. And I promise you, they're going to say thanks for sending this over. Other than that, my friend, that is all we have for today. Other than I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful, outstanding rest of your day. And if you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to. I have another episode, coming up right after this. And if you want to hang out a little bit more, feel free to stick around for that. All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon. Take care.